Hey, Bruce, how are you this morning?
Good morning. Ready for a trade with the White Sox and Cubs, guys?
Which one?
It's time.
Let's go.
I would say Davis Martin for Kevin Alcantara and other considerations.
Wow.
I think you'd take Davis Martin in your rotation right now.
Wow.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he has been really good, but I know you don't necessarily want to start with the White Sox.
No, so I know. No, you were at the Sox. If we got a trade, we got a trade. Let's go. What about Miguel Vargas? They could bring him in and just throw at him during batting practice. Did you hear that stuff yesterday? The boys were talking about in the afternoon that Vargas apparently blocked PCA from seeing whether the ball was landing, and the third base coach
Quentin Berry was starting yelling at him, chirping.
Yeah, didn't like it, and they thought it was like kind of gamesmanship, and then they purposely threw at him. No.
That's it sounds like baseball almost.
Yeah. There you go.
You know, I think the gamesmanship in baseball is one of the more intriguing things, and I think people should embrace it. Nobody should get thrown at, especially at their head, but pitched inside, hit once in a while, that's a part of the game. You know, that's what we know, and we enjoy that part. Not that anybody wants to get anybody hurt or anything, but you know, that's part of the game.
That will take care of itself. Bruce, of more pressing concern is the Cubs' emerging crisis in the bullpen. So we learned after the game, Porter Hodge has an oblique strain,
right,
likely to end up on the injured list. They went to Daniel Palencia. He ran out of gas. That's the words of Craig Counsell, not mine. So I wonder now, as Ben Brown didn't have a great start, as the bullpen has another issue, what are the Cubs going to do as far as their pitching staff is concerned?
Well, yeah, I mean, the obvious thing is to make a trade. Not easy to do at this point in time. And, you know, can you say that Ben Brown would be better served in the back end of the bullpen?
Wondered that.
With their need there. But then where is the fortification for your rotation right now? So you're kind of caught in between the two. And we've been caught with Ben Brown, you know, maybe since spring training, or, you know, last year when he got injured and he dominated Milwaukee, and, you know, a couple of bullpen appearances later, he was out for the year with that mass in his neck. It's a conundrum. It's not just a problem for the Cubs. It's a problem everywhere in baseball right now. People are running out of bullpen guys now, and it's only, you know, it's not even at the one-third pole of the season. So with that in mind, you know, I don't know where you turn to. I don't know if a trade is the way to go. You hope you're getting Imanaga back in another week or two. You know, that's the hope here. He's starting to try to ramp it up there. And after that, I'm not sure where your fortification comes from.
Yeah, I think it's from outside the organization. I mean, I think you look at the IL and you wonder about different guys, but I think you probably are going to have to make a move in the bullpen too. If you know, you could use a starter, you could use a bullpen piece. I don't know about third base. I thought the kid had a couple of hits yesterday. You know, I'm looking closely. Maybe I'm seeing things, but it looks like his knee isn't over his waist when he's swinging. I mean, I had heard that was one of the things they were working on. But if he can solidify that spot, and like I said, two hits in the first appearance, pretty good, and he can play third base, maybe that is off the list right now. Now, again, you got a month to worry about it.
Right. It's so early. I mean, the conversation we have almost every morning is about a team. You would think if you were just tuning in for the first time, you hadn't been listening to Cub baseball, you'd be thinking we're talking about a team that's playing in late August or September.
Right.
You know, because of their extra needs and where they're at in, you know, as far as the division. But, you know, there's the Cardinals right there. There's the rest of the division that might get better. They have six games, really important games against Cincinnati coming up here starting this weekend. So we're going to get to see a little bit more of what they're made out of and if they can survive this. Now, Palencia certainly has the fastball to be a closer. We know that. The breaking ball, not there. If you notice what happened last night, you know, after he had that first at bat where, you know, there were nine pitches in it, he had thrown four breaking balls in it. After the double, the first double, You know, Amaya was not calling any more breaking balls for him. It was strictly fastball, and it was eventually just about timing and finding pitches that were in the zone. And Major League Baseball players can hit 99, 100, and 101.
So, Bruce, obviously the Imanaga situation is what has put the Cubs in this predicament as far as a, being a guy short. I know you said maybe June, but last night, were you surprised that Craig Counsell said well into June? I know we're maybe quibbling over a couple of weeks, but those are a couple of starts. And I think when you're already stretched as thin as the Cubs' rotation is stretched, you wonder what this means moving forward and how long for a guy who hasn't been injured before and recovered from a hamstring will we have to be without Shota Imanaga, because it sounds like it could be the middle of the month rather than the beginning.
Yeah, it might be. I mean, he was really dragging the leg in this weekend while he was starting to try to ramp up and do some, you know, some work at Wrigley. So, again, it's, you know, there's a couple things. One, hamstrings are tricky. Two, guys never been injured before with a lower body injury. So we don't know about the rehab. And then, you know, building up that area with strength and then having rehab starts, you know, all a part of it. So when Craig says middle of June, you know, we're talking about 3 weeks from now. So
you're
going to have to survive.
Well, you know, listen, you score seven runs, you should win a game. I don't think we're quibbling about the offense. But Kyle Tucker, he seems a little awkward. I mean, he kind of had an issue fielding a ball and two different times. And then you look at him at the plate. What's going on? Is he okay? Is there a physical issue? I was worried after he went into the wall. I was thinking, oh, I hope we don't hear this morning that there's something going on with him, you know?
I agree with you. When he hit the wall, I think every part of his body got hit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was the hand, the wrist, the arm, his body. I just think he's a guy that's beaten up right now. And, you know, it's easy for me to say, from a million miles away, you know, he needs some time off other than this Thursday, another day at least to go along with it. You know, you admire his guts. He's taking his walks, even though he hasn't been hitting over the last 3 weeks. You know, you see the OPS has dropped 100 points. He's batting 258 right now. There's not a lot of slug in his game, but he goes out there and he still tries to help you win because he's one of the better players in the game. But you're not getting the performance that he expects or you would expect right now.
So, Bruce, say Craig Counsell sought your counsel on filling out tonight's lineup.
That's funny.
Well, Ian Happ is returned, and Ian Happ healthy again. Maybe Ballesteros is a corresponding move, but that's beside the point. What does your batting order look like?
First of all, I'm going off the matchups and how they match up against the starting pitcher tonight. And
lefty tonight.
I'm a lefty tonight. So he's going to be down in the lineup. Okay, I'm going to have him probably at sixth.
Ian Happ?
PCA. No, I'm going to lead off with Happ.
Happ's leading off tonight for you?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, he's their leadoff man until proven he's not. I think
David
PCA is good. He's good anywhere you put him. And against the lefty tonight, you know, take a little of the pressure off of him. He had a bad night last night, three strikeouts, you know, no hits in the five at-bats. Don't put all the pressure on the guy. You know he can lead off. You know he can be dominant there. You know, knowing Counsell, pick your spots. Where is the ideal place in the lineup for Happ if it's not leadoff? Where do you like him?
Third or fifth.
Okay.
Third,
I mean,
or
again,
fifth.
On base percentage, some slug. He hasn't had a great slugging start of the year. You know, not a lot of home runs, but, you know, he's proved to be a very competent leadoff man.
I agree.
And a guy that's,
I like him there.
Not going to shake there. Why put more pressure on PCA in the lineup by
because he can handle
in a position?
Because he's the best player in the National League.
PCA has a 3.0
right
WAR, which is the best WAR in the National League. He is 2 points ahead. I think Shohei, if you remember that guy, he's 2.8 PCA ahead of him.
He leads off,
but
by the way.
Aaron Judge's got a 4.1.
Yeah, you can't take your your WAR doesn't help you against a good left-hander when you're up there in the batter's box.
Have you seen my WAR?
Yeah, well, you both have. You
throw
guys
me a gopher.
You know, in the Hall of Fame of war players for radio. So that I know. But I would take the pressure off of him. You know, again, he's still a young, developing superstar. We can use the super.
Yeah.
Wow. One of his star now, right?
Wow. Fair enough. Yeah, I think those are good points, Bruce. Yeah. Speaking of pressure, how much pressure is Jameson Taillon under tonight to come up with a quality start or to be more effective than he has the last two outings?
It's nice that it's a bigger ballpark than Wrigley, right? I mean, it's not a great home run park there. So I think there's a little bit of latitude for him to be able to make a few mistakes that aren't going to ride out of the ballpark. You know, you and I think disagreed a little bit on his start last time out because, you know, some people, and I think you fall in that category, feel, look, if you can't keep the ball in the ballpark, it's not a good start. Okay. And there's a lot to be said for that, but he gave up four hits in six innings.
Yeah.
He didn't walk anybody. He struck out seven.
It was just three of them were solo homers, right? I mean, that was the crazy statistic.
They were. I mean, there was not much support offensively. Yep. I don't think it was a bad start. But again, I think the one thing we go back to is how Wrigley Field played last year. So, so huge. And the fact that we ignore the fact that the pitchers got the advantage of that. And a lot of the fly balls didn't go out of Wrigley last year, that for the fly ball pitchers like Imanaga and Taillon, some of those balls are going to be going out this year, and they are.
Who do you trust in the Cubs bullpen? If you were the guy trying to figure out who's going to be the closer, I mean, you know, again, you see a guy blow a game, and then everyone says, well, hey, where was Porter Hodge? Oh, he's hurt. He's going on the IL. Okay, well, then that makes more sense. But who would you try if it's not Valencia and if it's not Hodge? Would you go back to Presley?
Well, Presley, you know, has to come along. They have to find out yes or no on him. They can't just pick spots. Right now they're trying to build him back up. The guy who gets people out mostly is Theobar, but you know he's a situation guy mostly as a left-hander. You know, you just can't go to who you think is the hottest guy right now. Every night you're going to have three to four bullpen guys that are going to have to go into a game and help you win. You hope you get six innings, but if you only get five, it's probably going to be four relievers that come in, and they all have to do the job well in order for you to win. It's difficult. I mean, it's a tough ask, especially now, guys, because nobody wants to throw any of your bullpen guys more than one inning because they want to be able to use them three to four times a week. And it's a big ask. It really is.
Great stuff, Bruce.
Thank you, buddy.
Guys, have a great day.
See you later.
Okay, we'll be right back with your phone calls. We should let you know, Cubs have blown seven saves out of 17 opportunities.
Oh, my gosh.
Seven.
That's so a bad trend.
It's not 26.
But do the math. It's on its way to 26.
Those things add up.
Seven times in 17 opportunities?
Seven out of 17.
Okay, that's not good, Molly. Not good.